Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. Well, the Supreme Court of the United Kingdom delivered its ruling today. It was widely anticipated. I guess they're going to make this one. I was not sure, and it seems to be a rare outbreak of common sense from the judiciary. It certainly can't be relied upon these days. I mean, wow, there are obviously some imbeciles who believe in judicial infallibility. Of course, judges get it wrong. To err is human, they're not divine. And that's why the Supreme Court can overrule itself and courts overrule lower tiers of courts and so on, why they're split decisions and why is not always unanimous and so on. And of course, they are people with prejudices, with preferences and so on. They're supposed to put all that out of their mind. Do we know that they do? Maybe they think that what they do. People are always talking about subconscious bias. And they're not immune from this. But anyway, so they said that a woman is someone who is female in the biological sense, because there has been a dispute for some years about what this is. And obviously, this has got implications across the United Kingdom. There was a group for Women Scotland which said that women are only those who are registered female at birth. And that these protections applying to women are only applicable to those who are originally female. So Lord Hodge was the one who delivered this, but he counseled against us regarding this as taking the side of one segment of society or some pressure group over the other, and people who are so-called transgender, that they're not to be harassed, the Equality Act protects them from that, and so forth. They're not to be discriminated against directly or indirectly. Anyway, so the Scottish government had gone to court saying that the transgenders get this gender recognition certificate or GRC, saying someone who was a woman who now claims to be a man or vice versa, if this person were actually male but pretending to be female, give this person a GRC and that magically makes a male into a female and therefore gets protections as real women and so on. So the Supreme Court was looking at the Equality Act 2010, which is applicable throughout the United Kingdom, and it did its exegetical work on that one. So here's about the interpretation of law, not making law, you know. I suppose they have to go back to statutory interpretation. Is it the mischief rule, seeing what mischief it was supposed to address? Is it the golden rule? Is it the literal rule? We'll stick to the plain, ordinary sense of the words and not invent anything, even if it seems to be a ridiculous result. We will not amend it because that's up to Parliament to amend it or not. Anyway, so the decision was unanimous, and they had to tease out the meanings of woman and sex. Sex in the biological, I mean, in the sense of your which sex you belong to, not in the sense of intercourse. So he said it's a unanimous decision of the court that the terms of woman and sex in the Equality Act 2010 refer to a biological woman and biological sex, and so it went on. Okay. So there are people who were against the Scottish government, which is really the Scottish National Party, and they were elated when this common sense decision was handed down. So there's the 2004 Gender Recognition Act, which made things very tricky. And the Scottish government said that the GRC means you've changed sex for all purposes. But For Women Scotland says this is a decent, intelligent decision. Anyone with half a brain cell would agree with this one, and the biological sex cannot be changed. You're just changing somebody's appearance or whatever, not the reality of what they are. They can't have functioning wombs, I don't think. But then they're womb transplants for only woman to woman. Would it work put into someone who's originally a man? I don't know. I'm sort of flummoxed by that one. So some of these For Women Scotland said, fact is not hate. They're quite right. Just like saving children is not hate. Opposing murder is not misogyny. Women are adult human females, one of their placards said. Okay, I will not hope the men get raped if she's in your home. Okay, you don't want a so-called woman who's actually a man getting into all female spaces, endangering females, and so forth. Okay, so Four Women Scotland are very happy about it, and they said today the judges have said what we always believe is the case, that women are protected by their logical sex. sex is real, and women can now feel safe that services and spaces designated for women are for women are enormously grateful to the Supreme Court for this ruling. So would otherwise have the National Health Service wasting their time offering services to so-called trans women for organs that they have never possessed. Do you want to come for your pap smear or something like that? Do you need a pregnancy test? Are you having trouble with the menopause when this wouldn't apply to them and so on? So the First Minister for Scotland says that they accept this. He said the ruling gives clarity between the two relevant pieces of legislation passed at Westminster. We are now engaged on implications of the ruling. Protecting the rights of all will underpin our actions. Well, he's certainly against the rights of the most vulnerable in Scotland. Mr. Swinney is a child murderer and an absolute monster, like most politicians. Anyway, in some ways, it's a good thing. They're kind of mostly bad people on both sides. So Kemi Badenoch says it's a victory for all women who faced personal abuse or lost their jobs for stating the obvious. Exactly. People hounded out for telling the truth. Okay, we cannot legislate for reality. Passing a law to say that a man is a woman or vice versa wouldn't actually make a man a woman or make a woman into a man is daft. So anyway, the Green member of the Scottish Parliament, Maggie Chapman, is against it because she can't possibly tolerate the plain truth and so on. J.K. Rowling is one of those who wanted the court to apply logic and basic science and so on. So some people are terribly worried. This tiny, tiny minority of people who are just lying and not accepting what they are, that they can get. That their lie has to be recognized by everybody else. If you want to lie about what you are, say you're male when you're female, female, you're male, well, I'm not going to stop you, but I shouldn't have to tell that lie. And some of these people can actually look like the sex that they're not because they've had loads of hormones. Is that good for them? I don't know. And what else? Other operations, totally unnecessary operations. They're very sad, depressed. I mean, are they insane? If you believe you're something you're not, surely you're not sane. You know, if someone says, I'm John the Baptist, you would have to say, tell this person you are laboring under a delusion. Reality exists. Okay. Truth is the opposite of falsehood. We shouldn't be reinforcing people in their false beliefs. Surely we should bring them back to reality and tell them to be happy being what they are and so on. So Trans Scotland is horrified about this. Goodness. And, until, the late 20th century, we wouldn't have had operations mutilating people like this. There was Isla Bryson, really a man put into a woman's prison, who had committed rape and so on. Or some people don't like a transgender doctor, actually really a man going to the all women's spaces and so on, in front of trans rights or human rights and so on. My goodness. So how do we get here? Protect trans kids. I've seen that badge. From what? The truth. I think need to be protected from themselves and those who wish to mutilate them with operations and give them lots of dangerous drugs, puberty blockers which are irreversible. Sickening. Well, woo! Well done for the Supreme Court. It's not often I say it. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.